I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians are facing increasing pressure in Uganda. Teach Beyond's Morris Kabuye says,
predominantly, Uganda is Christian, but there are those elements where it's almost 80% Muslims. It has been increasingly difficult to take the gospel there.
Earlier this month, Muslim extremists bombed a church's Good Friday service in western Uganda and in other parts of the country.
Pastors have been hacked down or burnt with acid or beaten up because they probably set up a church or it spoke to somebody about Christ.
Teach Beyond responds to this persecution with a love of Christ. In fact, they're building a new trade school to help teen moms gain life skills and gospel hope. Read the rest of the story at missionnews.org. And if you're watching the global market, you know there are some economic storm clouds on the horizon. The International Monetary Fund released its five-year forecast earlier this month. IMF predicts that the global economy will only grow 3% each year for the next 5 years, and that's the weakest outlook since 1990. Probably not the news you want to hear if you're approaching retirement. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says,
I think there is a spoken or unspoken question, where is my security?
Only one thing remains constant amid life's turmoil.
Everything I'm afraid of, Jesus is Lord of. That is peace in the midst of the storm.
Resources from Ron Hutchcraft Ministries will help you grow closer to Jesus. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. For now, you might want to reconsider your investments.
My stuff is invested in things that will last forever instead of things that might be gone tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby called Get Hope. It's meant to encourage you through scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.